Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Sam Norwood is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, senior partner with Tatum. Right, Sam? Is that right?
Exactly. Tatum, it's a unit of Randstad, the global staffing folks. Yep.
And so Tatum.com?
Yes, Tatum.com is we'll get you right there.
All right, so check that out, folks. Sam, we're talking about the Tatum Survey of Business Conditions, Index, I should say, of Business Conditions, and we talked about general conditions in the previous segment. Let's get into the order backlogs, and this is the really good part of the report, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And for background on this, I'll give you what we interpret through the numbers that we're getting, because it's really, really relevant. If you remember reading in the third quarter was surprisingly strong. Turns out in the GDP it was a strong economy in the third quarter. Well, a lot of that was building inventory that did not go through the pipeline, did not feed out at the other end. So we've spent the past quarter digesting an excess that was built up during the third quarter, and the fourth quarter, I think, I'm reasonably certain will be reported as being weaker than the third quarter, in part because of this digestion. Now, it's encouraging to us to see that orders are picking up and the backlogs are now returning in strength, because that's our best clue for at least companies that operate on backlogs. Not all do, certainly not retailers. But to see the orders picking back up again is a clue that digestion of items in the pipeline have been digested. It's more or less like a python snake that's eaten an animal that's just kind of worked itself through.
Right, and you and I have had this conversation before. You're used to the word backlog. If you're in a business that doesn't necessarily manage backlogs, but this if I were reporting to you, Sam, in businesses I have been in before, you would be what you call order backlog would be my projection of the prospects I intend to close. It wouldn't just be what I've sold in the last It wouldn't just be orders that have not been delivered. It would be prospects I intend to close.
Yes, it's just order backlogs, orders that have been received but not yet delivered, are really tangible, as distinguished from our expectations for new business that we expect to close.
When you said fourth quarter was tougher, how much of that do you think had to do with Obamacare?
We don't know.
The miserable experience of Obamacare.
Yeah, it did not hit. We actually have surveyed how is it going to affect your business, without recalling the precise numbers, a surprising number said, it's not going to affect us in a significant way, which surprised me. Mm-hmm. Now, if we look at our current most recent survey, the one we're talking about right now, employment is down. It really plummeted in December and is expected to be down for the next 2 months. And we don't know exactly how much of this is related to the health care reform, as they call it, or Obamacare. But my own judgment about this is that it's significant.
Mm-hmm.
Significant in the outlook for currently.
Oh, I think so too. And we'll talk about that again in a little bit. So order backlogs, we may not like where the numbers are, but we like the trend at least, right?
Well, we do. The order backlogs are very encouraging, and so it's the most tangible indication we have for the very near term, and they're both both in December and in the outlook for the next 60 days.
But shouldn't order backlogs have a positive – shouldn't a positive order backlog have a positive impact on employment?
It should. It should. But – and that's the that's all the more the case for thinking there's another exogenous factor here, which we'll assume to be Obamacare.
Right.
That's affecting employment.
Yep.
If the if the near-term outlook is really strong, you would expect employment to be up, but it's down. In our,
so
in
you
our
feel like we've got an artificial headwind in terms of business planning for the next year that is called Obamacare?
I think so, with the one exception, health care.
Yeah.
You know, health care, and we took a
the
part
healthcare,
of our survey.
The health care industry.
The healthcare industry, we took a survey of our respondents and asked a special question this month and said, for all of 2014, do you think it's going to be up, down, or about the same as 2013?
Mm-hmm.
53% said up, 34% said stays the same, and whatever the remainder, about 12% said down. So.
Mm-hmm.
And we asked, well, why? And the ones in healthcare said, well, at least in our industry, the new healthcare reform is creating large opportunities for those of us
interesting
in this area.
Interesting. So when we come back after these messages, we're going to talk about capital expenditures, how they're doing, and then Sam's general perspective on the rest of 2014. Right after these messages, 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. Sam Norwood and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.